Video, Kurt Cobain's FBI files released online with evidence the late rocker was allegedly murdered. The Aegis Alliance. Nirvana frontman Kurt Cobain's death appeared to be more than an unsubstantiated conspiracy theory to some of his fans who urgently wanted the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, to launch a murder investigation into his untimely demise. Recently released FBI files about the late rocker reveal. Click here to watch on YouTube. I only wish to receive justice and for others who loved this man as much as I did. This man was Kurt Cobain, belonging to a band called Nirvana, and it was originally, sick, thought and still accepted as the truth that he committed suicide. One person wrote to the FBI in 2007. There has since been evidence found that he was killed and didn't commit suicide as originally thought. The concerned writer continued and wrote, "The sick is more than enough evidence to reopen the case and change the cause of death from suicide to murder. Evidence like the fact that there were no prints on the gun he supposedly shot himself with, that there should at least be three, his, the friend who bought it for him, and the gun dealer. ESI random Aegis post TTL equals zero." The writer went on and wrote about strong evidence in the way his wife, Courtney Love, was acting around that time, and what she had been withholding. Love had a paper that said, "Get arrested," which gave her an alibi when she was arrested prior to his body being found. There was also a paper where she practiced Cobain's handwriting. Kurt Cobain's suicide note made no mention about wanting to die except for a part that was added at the end that was not in Cobain's handwriting. The writer pointed out that in the book titled, Love and Death, it makes note that triple the lethal dose of heroin was discovered in Cobain's system, which would have imminently incapacitated him, and he would not have been able to fire a gun. Unfortunately, the FBI responded by telling the writer that launching such an investigation is out of their jurisdiction and that if the FBI were to get involved there'd need to be a potential federal crime. The FBI told the writer that the case would need to be taken up with state and local authorities. But the writer was already confident that local authorities marked down Cobain's death as a suicide despite all of this evidence, to avoid being bothered or hassled with such a time-consuming case and murder trial. The letter was amongst pages released without excitement or even notice by the FBI to The Vault, an internet archive. "We appreciate your concern that Mr. Cobain may have been the victim of a homicide," an agent mentioned in a response clarifying the FBI had no jurisdiction to open up a homicide investigation. The fan urged the FBI to take the case, asserting the claim Cobain had actually been murdered, and stated it bothered them the most because Cobain's killer is still out there, and could kill again. The file additionally includes pages coming from a 1997 fax from a production company that manages the TV series, Unsolved Mysteries, Rolling Stone pointed out, which initially disclosed the documents had been released to the public. Kurt Cobain died on April 5, 1994, and he is survived not only by his widow Courtney Love but also their daughter, Frances Bean Cobain. Kyle James Lee, The Aegis Alliance. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 International License.